You're listening to Rhino.com Podcast.
On Thursday, August 6th at 8 p.m. at the 2009 Sunset Concerts at the Skirball, we have a concert from the Wild Magnolias. They will take the stage at 8 o'clock. The concert is free. There's plenty of on-site parking. It's $5 per car, cash only. There is no street parking available. There is food available, and there are some chairs if you want one. Get there early. On the phone with me right now is Geechee Johnson, the Wild Magnolias bass drummer. How are you, Geechee?
I'm doing just great. You know,
awesome.
Trying to get adjusted back here in New Orleans, that's all.
Well, I imagine that New Orleans, like all the rest of the country, is dealing with a little bit of tough times from this economy, and that coupled with what you guys went through with the hurricane, it's got to be a little tricky down there.
Oh, yeah, it is, you know. Well, we're trying to keep our head above water, that's all. Try to, you know, just try to keep everything straight and hang in there, you know.
That's all you can do. So tell us a little bit about the Wild Magnolias.
Well, I've been playing with them since, like 1964, you know. I've been back and forth. I went in Vietnam and come back and joined up in Mass for a little while, you know. But I was always, while I was in school, like in the 60s, I liked it that Mardi Gras beat, you know. So I kind of like put that bass drum thing to it. I was doing that in high school, you know, because I didn't have a timpani drum. So I used to turn it to the side and put it on the stand and tune it and make it sound like a timpani. But I added some funk to the group and tried to do a little musical thing with it, you know.
Right. Now, the Wild Magnolias are a Mardi Gras Indian band. Can you tell everybody what that means?
Yeah, well, on Mardi Gras, usually, we in our costumes for carnival. You know, they have a thing like they do in Brazil and stuff like that. And the guys always, they're signing and getting ready for that one special day, and that's Mardi Gras when they have it here in New Orleans. The Mardi Gras Indians, we usually have our own little parade and our own little thing that we do with a percussion set. With the drums and the congos, everybody strap a lot of drums. It's basically percussion, you know, because we walk the street, and a lot of the Indian tribes show off their costumes. Everybody's like from down the Ninth Ward, the Seventh Ward. You got a lot of Indians from up here around the Third Ward, and everybody come out for that day. But everybody have drummers behind them, and they have a thing where everybody can join in, and if you got a cowbell or you got a tambourine or anything like that, you can join in with us. And that's the way it feels like around September, October, when we at the clubs, we are what they call Indian practice. We usually, according to what time it is, and maybe they start like maybe 7 o'clock, one group of Indians will have something at the second and drive, and then we may play that for an hour, 2 hours, and then we'll go to another club and play with the other tribe, you know, and it's just one of them things that's just going through the night. But it's like every Sunday in the Sunday evenings, you know. But it's basically, it's building up to Mardi Gras, you know, where they have this big grand finale. And all the Indians come out, and you have your tambourines, you know, a cowbell, or people pick up a little bottle and tap on something because it's a lot of percussion, sort of like Brazil.
Wow.
So that's basically what it is, you know. Anybody is welcome. You know, it's unified. Any Indian tribe could come in and they join in and they sing. And if you lack a participant, you could come in and we let y'all play the drums along with us and everything.
Wow, are you going to invite people to play along with you at the Skirball?
Sure, man. Yeah, you're welcome to get. Usually, if they let us, we usually have everybody on the stage with us. You know, we have everybody up on the stage. If they let them come up, we'll let I'll welcome them, you know. I tell them to bring a tambourine with them, you know, because we have a few we'll throw out in the audience. But, you know, we don't have enough to supply the whole audience. But if you come in, bring your little cowbell or something to beat on, you know, a little tambourine or something like that.
All right.
Call everybody up on the stage and let them dance. We let them dance, sing, Sometime I let them play my drum.
That sounds like fun.
It is. That's what it's for. It's for you all. It's for the people.
So one of the great things about your show is the incredibly elaborate costumes you guys wear. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, what's happening with those, you know, they're doing like a lot of beadwork, just a lot of handwork. Those guys probably been sewing since last Mardi Gras, a bunch of them, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really, really elaborate. You know, you got to really sit down and look at this. So what I usually do, I'll let the Indians go out in the audience, or either I'll spread a suit out on the stage and let everybody come there and see exactly how much of handwork and how much of beadwork has been done to these costumes. And that give you an idea, you know, you got to really, that let you know that you got to really want to do this. Yeah, it's really elaborate.
Wow. Well, how many people are in your group when you travel?
Well, it varies, you know. It's because sometimes when we travel, we may have four Indians in the band, you know, and it's a little bit different. But we do the percussion thing, and we do the musical thing too, you know. But what I was trying to do when we did put it together is put some music to it and still have the street effect, you know.
Yeah.
So y'all, you know, but see, that's why it's so easy for people to come up and play with us, you know. And they sing along with us, you know, the sing along, the chants that we do. And that's basically it. It's real easy. You know, you just got to have a little rhythm in your body, and you're on your own.
Well, fantastic. Well, the Wild Magnolias will be at the Sunset Concerts at the Skirball on Thursday, August 6th at 8 p.m. Geechee Johnson, thank you very much. We look forward to your performance.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast.